Back now with Day to Day. The sweet sounds of the American singer canary, not your ordinary songbird.
The American singer canary started as a breeding experiment. Back in the 1930s, a group of 8 women from Massachusetts got together to breed the perfect songbird for their houses.
Today, there are chapters of the American Singer Club throughout the U.S. and Canada. Club members hold song trials to crown the best bird soloist. One of the biggest competitions takes place each year in the Detroit suburb of Livonia, Michigan. Canary fans with their identically caged birds wait in a high school gym for their shot at the title.
Bird's ready. Bird's ready.
It's Saturday morning at the Dragon Song Trials. The judging is underway and will continue until at least 7 o'clock tonight.
I don't know.
Bird's coming through.
My name is Jesse Durkin, and I am the treasurer of Chapter 22 of the American Singers Club. Our show is pretty much typical. An entry fee would be $2 a bird.
Total birds in the show, 245. I personally brought 14 because that's the limit.
Mike Groman's my name. I'm from Saginaw, Michigan. I've been a member of the club since 1982, and I was lucky to win last year. In a way, I hope somebody else does it this year so they get the same excitement. I duck hunt, and so I train mine up at the hunting camp. What you want is exposure to people. Move them around, getting used to touching the cage, and I play Mozart. They love Mozart. And I started out on Willie Nelson. That doesn't work. As much as I like Willie Nelson. This bird has a fault that every once in a while it'll open its mouth and go, caw, caw. That's a fault. But it has freedom, which means it sings a lot. It has a lot of variety. You can breed that bird to another line that's quiet, and you'll breed out that. So the young will have that freedom, but it won't have that obnoxious note. Okay, we are now proceeding to judge 8 birds in the chapel that's been converted into a bird judging room, which consists of fluorescent lights about 4 foot over the birds with a white sheet backdrop, so that you can see the bird's throat when they sing. And in there, we have to be quiet because he has to concentrate on the song, and any noise distracts him, and he'll look at you funny.
Okay, number 3 is in first place.
Well, he missed the fault. I heard it.
Number 9 all the way to the end, in second.
Had he heard it, it wouldn't have been first place.
The 5 there is in third place.
As I said, it has a great song and lots of freedom. And even if it stopped to eat, it shouldn't even do that. But he still liked it.
483.
My name is Mike Griffin. I've been a member for 3 years now.
484.
Cage 483 is my bird, and he needs 4 more points to be a grand champion. And he doesn't even need to be best in show to get his grand championship. He just needs to be number 3, 2, or 1. And that's all I'm looking for.
A grand champion is a bird who accumulates 20 points. So our show, the top bird will win 6 points. And 5, 4, 3, 2 for the top 6 places. Time for the next class.
My name's Don Taylor. I'm an American Singer Club judge. Occasionally you get a really loud bird and you cover them up so they'll stop singing. So you have some white cloth that you put over an individual cage if there's a really screecher bird that it's just annoying you. But then you can concentrate on maybe a quieter bird.
When the judge covered up that bird, I was absolutely shocked and devastated. That bird was doing nothing but what he does. And he's 3 times best in show, and he picked a bird that's never placed at all. And to cover up a bird like that, I'm just shocked by that.
A lackluster class.
Yeah, a lackluster class. Well, then I'll have to say that's a lackluster judge.
We're trying to do the best job for these birds, and we're trying to pick out the best one for today. And if your bird's too loud, well, please. You just need to breed some quieter birds.
10 minutes to 9, the judging is all over.
Now comes the fun part, giving out the awards. It's what everybody waits for. Sort of like the Oscars, and the winner is...
And the best bird in show was Cage 211 with a score of 91.5, and he is bred by Roger Strowman.
Well, there's always a next show, so keep you coming back, I guess.
I have no complaints. The fault bird that has the funny... When it did it the only one time during the show, and the judge had his head down. So it placed 9th in the show, which is pretty spectacular because that's out of 245 birds.
And it's now 10 minutes to 10, and it's all over, and you can kind of hear in the background people are packing up their birds, and all the scores will be recorded, and we pack up and go home and do it all again next year. And we all have to vacuum up all the bird seed that everybody has left behind. So, if you're feeling generous, grab a vacuum.
Our story on the Canary Song Trials was produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister for Long Haul Productions.